Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We have been taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're powered up by great sponsors around here, like my friend Doug Workman, who's about to join us to talk about some clean water and Liberty Pure. But our friends at the Maryland Lottery give me the magic 8-ball tickets. This week's a really special week. We're going to be back at Costas for the first time since we lost Mr. Costas. I don't even know how it's going to go. I'm probably going to cry. I'll admit it. I sent a bunch of pictures over to Pete and Nick the other day. It's been a rough couple weeks over on the east side. I would implore all of you, I'll be there all Friday afternoon. Holding court, telling stories. I don't even know what I'm going to do, but it's uncharted waters when a 25-year, 28-year sponsor of ours, we lose someone like that. So we're going to come over, we're going to honor him. We're going to watch baseball. We're going to eat crab cakes. We're going to do all the things, drink free beer, all the things that he wanted us to do. We'll do that on Friday at Costas. Then we're at Beaumont on the 17th. We are at Cooper's North on the 23rd, which is up by this guy. And we're going to be back down at Coco's on the 30th. Doug Workman is here. I wear my Liberty Pure gear. Sometimes it's a hat. Sometimes it's a shirt. Sometimes it's just bailing me out. My water heater blows up. Sometimes it's, hey, Doug, 5 years ago, I got like, I'm on a well. What the heck do I do? And septic this and water that and softening that and all of this stuff. How are you? Well, happy spring. Is spring a busier season for plumbing and well? What do people think more about water when spring comes?
I think people are watering their lawns more and definitely getting ready to jump in it in their pools.
Well, yeah. I mean, I look, we talk whenever I get together with you. It's not out of fear, it's out of love. But I always talk about Flint, Michigan and water and my water and when I travel, how icky water tastes. I was pretty good in Toronto last week. It wasn't bad. But down in Florida at Epcot, no bueno. And you know, I'm there at Disney and they talk about water at Disney. And clearly when you're walking into Disney Park, you got to get filtered water because you're not drinking it out of the spigot. I wanted to talk to you this week about maintenance and about listen, I've had a couple of plumbing issues. My God, it's April, right? Like, you know this. I mean, you got the 5 a.m. call from me. Thankfully, I know you. I had a water heater blow a thing, but then, and I don't know. And there's a bucket, and I'm supposed to put the sediment. And there's a lot of things that go on when you live out on the farm and you have a well water. But I think more than anything, it's just being able. Much like having a lawyer you count on, an accountant you count on, my website and my Jessica Vallis who keeps me running, having a plumber, having a water guy or gal or company, I think is really, really important because the one thing I know we're using every single day, whether I'm making coffee in the morning or tea, whether I'm showering, I'm using the water where I live every single day. And there's going to come a point, and I said this to you, I've needed you a couple of times. The sink filled up, and I have long hair now. My wife's blaming it on me. I'm blaming it on her. I'm like, you got long hair too, but I think we've all had a plumbing issue, right? I mean, everybody, and we all drink water. So I would just say, from a basic perspective, having a plumber on call that's not somebody you heard about on television or 800 this or out of town that. I see your trucks once a week. I pass your trucks on 695. I'm just thinking, like every single house. Need somebody like you at some point, sooner or later.
Yeah, the blessing is we have wonderful customers here in Maryland, and we do have about 27 trucks, I guess, now on the road. So, and they're all look the same, so it looks like we have a million, I guess. But we service a lot of people. They have sometimes their emergencies. Hopefully, they're not. We could do a lot of preventive maintenance with, like you mentioned, the filtration, the system in your house is an acid neutralizer and a softener and a filter. And I
And is
think.
that better for the pipes too? I mean, because I mean, you and I have known each other a decade. I mean, Matt Stover introduced maybe more than a decade. I got stuff me wearing at Super Bowl, maybe 15, 16, 17. We've known each other a long time, but I didn't need you until I needed well service and I needed, I came in and I looked at the pipes and the pipes were this and the pipes were that. And then you said to me, well, dude, there's been green water rolling through those pipes. It's eating away at your pipe. I mean, so this is a really like foundational problem, right? Like if you have an older house or you're buying a house somewhere and you say, all right, maybe I need well water or something, but there's a whole preventative part of the pipes. And I think about Drano when Literally, I've had a couple of stoppages just in the last couple of years, but maybe my hair, maybe it's the sediment, maybe it's the old pipes. I know you've replaced some of my pipes, but not all of them. But I would think like bad water is just bad all the way through the system, and not just human and you become the filter, but the fact that it destroys equipment, right? Destroys pipes.
Yeah, you have low pH water, which most people in Baltimore County and Harford County and a good part of Cecil County all have low pH, which is acidic water. So it eats up the pipes. And the traditional visualization on that is you see a blue-green stain or bluish-green copper corrosion. And to fix that, you use an acid neutralizer. But a lot of people are on city water. And they don't realize that they have also have pipes that might be 40, 50, 100 years old. And those pipes also get thinner and thinner and thinner over time. So you do have a lot of maintenance issues where you'll go into people's houses and you see five or six rubber mats mounted to the pipes to keep the pinholes down to a minimum. But a lot of times people have their entire houses replumbed, but mostly things like outside hose bibs, water heaters are very traditional maintenance issues, and they're good to catch before they start leaking all over the basement. But they're typically a water heater. It's going to last you 8 to 10 years, and your toilets are typically going to last you 20 or 30 years. They get clogged up, they get cracks in them, they leak, the seal underneath leaks. There's a multitude of things that can go wrong, and that's kind of our specialty is to be the neighborhood plumber that can help you out when you need us, but also do the preventive maintenance. But when you have that emergency, we're there to be able to fix it for you quickly.
Yeah, I got to think about all the places I live. I lived over by East Point Mall in a row house, and then I bought a row house on Kane Street in a block into the city. I lived in White Marsh in an apartment for a little while, didn't have to worry so much there. And then I had a house, bought a brand new house. Everything in the house was brand new. I lived there 5 years, nothing broke, right? And then you move into a place that's 30 years old. Then you move into a place that's 45 years old. Then you take the years of being 56, which is where I am now. And I think it's a little different when. How many snakes I've needed, how many clogs I've had, how many floods I've, oh, the floods I've had. And then, how many fans have to blow. And I've had the guy, my buddy John Boswick, stuck the thing in the wall and said, Matt, you got mold. So I've had, man, I've lived through all of that. Isabel flooded my place in White Marsh. In my beautiful, I mean, I said I had no plumbing problem there. I'm an idiot. I had the most massive flood ever that got me out of there, that moved me downtown. So I'm thinking like water's moved me around, right? Like in a general sense. And the last couple of years, I've had you. And I'm blessed to have you. You know that 30 days ago I had an explosion and I had to 5:30 in the morning. You're in Delaware and I'm texting you and you're like back and I'm like, whoa, here we go. And but when you need somebody, you need somebody. And this is where I want to talk maintenance with you today. And I see your trucks and stuff like that. And I'll just ask anybody in the audience out there, all 5 or 10 of you, if you have a plumber, need a plumber, got a clog, what you do. My wife goes to the market and gets some Drano or whatever the try. She's very green and she's trying to do the greenest thing she can do to get the hair out of the drain before I call you and get a bill from you and whatnot. But having you and knowing you and saying, something went wrong literally in my house at 5:12 in the morning, and I'm in the dark and I'm hearing squish, squash, the worst sounds you can hear in the darkness. When people call in emergency services and you get to know them that way, they're calling and they're on fire and the water's coming down. It's not your first rodeo, and I guess that's my point on this.
Now, and a lot of people preempt it with alarms. A lot of your alarm companies now sell moisture sensors. So if you have the traditional places that leak, the water heater, the water tank, the underneath the kitchen sink, all the areas that are most common for having leaks, they put water sensors, or they call them water bugs, and they'll send an alarm off before you actually have a mess. So a lot of people preventively maintenance that. Matt Stover actually was one of the first ones that had us design a system that would prevent any water leakage from causing a problem. So when he had a leak, it would set off a little audible alarm, said, "Hey, come pay attention to me, I'm leaking." So it does, there's some devices that also help with that. But most commonly is the water heater underneath the kitchen sink and where the water comes in the house. And a lot of people don't know where to turn their water off, which is, a lot of over the phone stuff, the emergency.
You might know a guy like that.
Yeah, I might.
You may have met a guy who at 5 in the morning when the water's going everywhere, well, turn the water off. I'm not Schneider, dude. That's why I have you. That's why I need Liberty Pure Solutions and Doug Workman here, because I'm not like Matt Stover, who's, running, charities and thinking about insurance and thinking about all of those things. Yeah,
Well,
I mean, it really, from the alarm thing, when I mentioned my flood in 03, I lived in White Marsh. So if you picture where the Bumi Temple by King Avenue, when everybody's been past my home a million times that I lived at, because I could see 95 between my land and 95. It's called White Marsh. It was built on a marsh, and it's right behind the Bumi Temple. It's a beautiful community. And I was the first resident there in the late 90s. The storm happened in 03, and I was a newlywed, but I was out on the West Coast with the Ravens. It was a sump pump failure, right? Like, and it was a battery in this. I don't know. It was 22 years ago, and it only cost me like 15 or 20 grand. That's all. And insurance and the mess and like all of that. So, I mean, I've had hard life lessons with water and problems, Doug, And I think if you live long enough, you will to some degree, but like, you need to have you need to have somebody like you when there's an emergency, let alone making sure the water's clean, which we covered last time and we're always going to cover before, because that's the boot in all of this is don't be a filter, buy a filter. Everybody here needs clean water. We all need clean water.
and you talked about sump pumps. A lot of times, sump pumps have a backup. So there's a main sump pump, battery backup. There's even a mechanical backup that people use in the event of a flood. Unfortunately, the sump pumps, if they're not maintained, they're not checked annually to make sure everything's working right. Batteries aren't replaced when they need to be replaced. When you need them, it's when they'll fail. So it's very important to keep an eye on those and keep them maintained at least on an annual basis. Keep an eye on and make sure the batteries stay good. Make sure everything still works because things move over time.
Doug
So.
Workman is here. He tries to educate us, and I try to entertain and inform and enlighten because, I mean, there's air, there's, water, there's a few things that we're going to use. I mean, the coffee I'm drinking here right now in my cup, thank you, Zeke's Coffee. It's the water that came through the system that you bring in. You mentioned low pH. Everybody's low pH. What would high pH be? I'm trying to understand perfect pH. I think I learned about pH balance when I was washing my hair in the 70s with those Suave commercials or whatever. But I even see, water that is sold in the market in bottles talking about pH and balance. Educate me a little bit on that.
Perfect pH is somewhere between 7 and 8 for typical domestic use. Boilers, they like to be a little bit higher towards the 8 side. But a lower pH of 6.5 or 6 makes the water acidic, which will dissolve the pipes. A high pH of 9, 9.5 is actually also caustic, which is the other side of the pH scale, and it's also corrosive. So you want to keep it right in the 7 to 8 range. And typical rainwater, believe it or not, is 6.5. So they talk about acid rain. Rain is actually distilled water. It's evaporated up and then it recondensates and comes down, just like a typical distiller. And that water is typically 6.5. So even perfect rainwater should have a little bump of the pH up in order to make it effective for use for bathing, laundry, to work right with the soap products, and to effectively keep your pipes clean and all that, and keep them from being corrosive. So with boiler water, it's very specific. You have to keep it very accurate. With domestic water, you just want to be between 7 and 8, so you don't get pinholes in your water heater, you don't get pinholes in your pipes, and your soaps and other products work properly.
So if we have effectively frightened anyone or everyone here, and they just literally they don't want to be the jack wagon that meets you at 5:30 in the morning with a flood, right? Like, I mean, there is a point where like no one wants to make a bill, spend a bill, do a thing, but they can call you right now if they don't have a plumber, they don't have a water filtration system, if they're wondering if they're how clean their water is that's coming from. I don't know, Back River, Pretty Boy, Liberty, Liberty, or Loch Raven, all of the water feeders that we have here. Typically, what does that look like when someone comes out and they say, "All right, I'm just going to turn the spigot on. What water are you drinking? Drink a thing out of the refrigerator, pulling that water out." What do you find when you find my parents in Dundalk just drinking out of a normal spigot?
Well, typically the aesthetic things that you're going to notice is hardness, as we mentioned, pH, color, odor, chlorine smell, those type of things just that are going to affect our visual and our smell. senses. Taking a shower, it's no fun to bathe in pool water. So a lot of times people want those things removed. And then we can test down, use an independent lab like Aqualab USA up in Freeland. They can test for bacteria, metals, pesticides, nitrates, anything that the consumer's concerned about. And obviously the big buzzword in city water right now is PFAS, but actually 90% of the wells in Harford County that we've tested are failing even for PFAS. And that's very common in the municipal water as well. City water is just loaded with certain contaminants that we know are there, byproducts of chlorine. So if they're not filtering at least the chlorine out, which they can smell, then it's very easy to test the water. We do a free visit for any new customer, test the water for free, basically on our handheld test kits that we can do while we're in the house, advise them on what they could do to make their water better, and then try to meet their needs where their budget is. Makes it us a little bit different. We don't have a bunch of salespeople running around. We have plumbers that actually know water treatment and plumbing very well. So we're able to keep our costs down because we're not paying a bunch of commissions. But our customers, usually the first time we meet them, we can do that at no charge if they're just wondering about the quality of their water and what can be done better. Obviously, if they need an emergency service call, that's something different. They want to meet us sooner rather than later, if the water's flowing down the walls. But we've got the full boat to educate them one at a time. It's really hard to get all the information out on the radio or TV, that they could feel and see.
I think the first time that we did this, you literally came to my place, and I thought you were like a pool boy, right? You had your little shaker, right? You put the little drops in, right? And that way, that it's pretty much like the pool when we were checking the pH in the pool when I was a kid. What color does it turn? And you add it, you smell it, and it's fine. I would say for that, the thing that frightens me the most are these. Or floods, and knowing I have batteries and backups, now that it's happened a handful of times to me, having that annual maintenance and having somebody that's a grown-up, not me, a real Schneider, somebody from Liberty Pure Solutions to come over and make sure that everything's functioning the way it should be functioning. Because I have what, two bathrooms, three bathrooms, a couple of sinks, a hose outside, just a myriad of different places that things can go wrong.
Yep, this is the time of year everybody turns their garden hoses back on and they realize they left it on over the winter and the insides are frozen and split, so they have water leaking in the walls. So that's another thing that's a very common call is, hey, I turned my hose on, now I got a flood in my basement, but I can't tell where the water's coming from.
Oh boy.
Typically the outside hose bib. So very common calls for that, and something that we're
God, that's awful. I mean, that's like, you get up, you get a water. Oh my God. Like, that's no fun. That's not the right way to meet you, I don't think, right?
Well, it's always wonder. I always appreciate being able to come in and being the savior, you know, that makes you look good. But no, we'd rather they didn't have to have emergencies. They're no fun.
Well, you probably look good, pretty good in a cape. Doug Workman has been my friend for a long time. He's at Liberty Pure Solutions. They make sure your water's clean. I can't think of anything if you're out there and you're thinking about like, things we all share and have in common. We all breathe the air and we all drink our water, and it needs to be clean. And I know that mine's clean. Well, yeah, you have a new jingle going on in the commercials. I'm gonna have to learn how to sing the song and do all that stuff. And I do appreciate it. Maybe at some point we'll find a ball game or something through all of this stuff, or a crab cake through all that. Tell everybody how to reach you and how people find you. And I know out on the website, my goodness, there's a whole bunch of FAQs, and you do a little blog, and there's a lot of education and science out there. Who wants to read about science? But you can if you want to go out to Liberty Pure on the website.
Yeah, the easiest way to get a hold of us is the local phone number, which is 410-527-1024. And you can talk to Ben or Lisa or somebody in the office, and they'll get you right on the schedule if you have an emergency. If you just want a free visit to talk about what your water quality is or what the lack of water quality is, either way, give us a call and schedule a free visit to come by and do a water test. Or get your water tested by Aqualabs up in Freeland. They charge, obviously, for testing. We don't because they're certified and we're not. But for the actual test part. So anytime, 1-800-CLEAN-WATER is the easy number to remember, but that sounds like we're a big national company. But we're right here in Phoenix, and we also have an office in Delmarva down in Willards, Maryland. But either number, you can get us at 410-527-1024 or libertypure.com.
True story, 4 weeks ago, I was up to my ankles in water at 5:12 in the morning. I put out the APB at 5:21. I had an emergency person on the line, and we figured it all out, and we bailed. And sometime around, I don't know, it was a little after 7 a.m., a truck pulled up, and the guys with the capes came out, the Cape Crusaders, to bail us out. Thankfully, I did a couple of fans, and it was more cement than it was like wood or anything crazy. And I survived another trauma and another incident. And the older I get, the less freaked out I get by all of it, because I know people like Liberty Pure Solutions and my pal Doug Workman. So make sure you find them. You can find them out on the front of Baltimore Positive. You find the trucks driving around the Beltway on the top side. And if you're anywhere up in the north side by Four Corners, they're always passing by somewhere on Sweet Air Road, making the water sweet as well. Doug, always good to have you on. Happy springtime to you. We'll stay in touch, and we'll check in again soon.
Take care.
Doug Workman, keep my water clean so I have all of this. And people are like, why do you have all this energy? Why have super special water? I'm going to say this because we're doing the crab cake tour over Costas, and I wrote a bit of a eulogy, a bit of a tribute to Mr. Costas, and I thought this was kind of the story that I always felt special when I was at Costas, and it turns out he offered everybody free beer, and I feel that way like about Liberty Pure at 5 in the morning when I'm flooded out. Like maybe they're just treating me special. Nah, just if you got problems and you have emergency service, they'll treat you special too. So make sure you know about them and keep them handy just in case you have a water incident. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Luke and I are doing football. We're doing baseball. We're even trying to figure out the Terps. It is springtime around here. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.